From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Department of Education announced on Monday ordering public schools to fully reopen for in-person learning on or before April the 5th. Gone is the hybrid learning model, but with less than 9 weeks left in the current school year, why not wait and implement the order for the 21-22 school year? We get a response from our teacher schools superintendent, J.R. Knowles.
There's a whole lot that can be done in 9 weeks, and this fourth 9 weeks is very crucial, especially for kids that have been in school for in-person learning as little as these kids have the last year or so. And so there's just a lot of good work that can be done in a 9 week period.
So will the state's county colored system be in effect anymore?
Right now, the only thing that is dependent upon county color that affects schools right now is, you know, whether or not you can have spectators, events, and then also the required surveillance testing for staff varies somewhat depending upon the color of the county.
Still, students and staff will continue to observe COVID-19 safe practices like wearing a mask and safe distancing, and Artesia shooting for an April 5th target opening. Other schools in the region may start sooner. At its regular scheduled meeting on Monday, Lovington City Commissioners voted to appoint City Police Chief David Rodriguez as interim city manager. We get reaction from Mayor David Trujillo.
He'll be assuming that position immediately. During the meeting, I instructed him that he is officially now the interim city manager.
And so who's going to take over as chief?
That decision will be made in 2 weeks.
James Williams, who was the city manager, announced his retirement from the city 2 weeks ago. Roswell police are seeking the public's help in locating 39-year-old Crystal Ann Amador. She was transported to a local hospital last Wednesday, shortly after someone found her in the alley behind the Stripes convenience store at the corner of South Main and Bland Streets. Roswell police and medical personnel discovered that Amador was extremely intoxicated and had injuries to her face and legs, including scrapes and a swollen lip. Amador was taken to a local hospital where she was treated and released, but nobody's seen her since. Anyone who has information on this case should contact Roswell police. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.